Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Turton School Parent Podcast. My name is Mrs. Blakely and during this podcast we are giving advice on supporting your Year 11 child throughout the exam period. We know that these weeks are stressful for them, but also for you as parents, so we wanted to share some useful information for you and them to help you through. Today we welcome Mrs. Edge, who will talk to you about the upcoming weeks and what that will look like for your Year 11. Miss Ross with some very useful information on revision techniques and where to get more support, and Miss Brown with some great tips for beating exam stress and being exam ready. We hope you find this fifth parent podcast useful, and if you need to get in touch, please do so through the contacts page on the school website. When students embark on their Key Stage 4 journey, they soon recognise how short their time is until their GCSE exams begin. We've now arrived at March and the summer exams are imminent, with the mock exams a distant memory. Students should now be actively revising their summer exams and have a revision timetable they're strictly sticking to. This timetable needs to be a careful balance between a realistic, i.e. having some downtime, but also challenging. Students have a plethora of subjects to revise for, and this requires a great deal of time to do it and to do it well. Students have been given guidance during form time to look at how to revise, and it's now their opportunity to take this advice and put it into action. If your child requires additional support or advice, then please ask them to discuss this with their form tutor, as they will be happy to help. Revision sessions are being held in school to help support your child, and this timetable can be found on Teams, but has also been emailed to parents. These sessions are there to support your child, but do not replace revision at home. If you're not seeing your child regularly revising at home, then please help them organise their time so they are. Revising now will certainly help ease the pressure later in the year and bring with it much more guaranteed success than last minute cramming. This is not only unproductive, but also brings with it unnecessary pressure and stress. Students should reflect on their mock exam results, their teacher feedback, and their personal reflections to decide which revision sessions to attend, maybe alternating between subjects if there's a clash of days and times. This time of year is one of the most difficult to manoeuvre, with teachers still having to complete the GCSE courses and therefore setting work related to this, but also asking students to revise prior knowledge or practice exam style questions. Please trust that our teachers think carefully about what they're asking of the students, and having had years of experience between us, know what is best for our students at this stage in their educational journey. Whilst we never want our students to be overtly stressed, we do need our students to understand that hard work, tenacity, and plenty of work at home is required, indeed essential, if they are to achieve their full potential and their best grades in the summer exams. At Turton, we really appreciate the support our parents give us in helping students understand this message, in helping students plan their time at home, in ensuring your child sticks to these plans, and helping your child revise where possible. Last year, as a mum to a Year 11 student, I helped my son revise by testing him on his English literature quotes. Why not go for a quick walk with a list of quotes he or she needs to know and test them while you walk? This relieves the boredom of sitting at your dining room table or in their bedroom revising, and really helps students embed these quotes in their long-term memory. Three top tips to help your Year 11 child in the next few weeks. 1. Sit down and plan a timetable for their revision and homework. What nights are they working? What time will they start and finish? Students should be working at least 4 nights a week and should be dedicating at least 6 hours over the weekend too. 2. Sit down and plan revision for Easter. Students across the country will be spending the majority of their Easter break working hard, completing homework, embedding knowledge, producing revision resources and practicing questions. At Turton, we don't want our students to be at a disadvantage and know they absolutely can compete with the very best schools. But this comes with the understanding they have to put in the time and effort. Odd breaks and treats throughout the week will certainly be needed, but most of the time students should be dedicated to hard work and commitment. And 3, help your child think ahead. Talk to them about their future plans, as these GCSEs are the necessary stepping stones to getting there.
Hello, my name is Miss Ross and I'm going to be talking to you about revision techniques and preparing for exams. There are a few steps when it comes to preparing for exams. Firstly, it is important that students understand the content. It makes it much easier to memorise information if you first understand the material you are trying to learn. There are lots of online resources such as YouTube videos or subject-specific websites like My GCSE Science that can be used to relearn information or catch up on any missed lessons. And of course, teachers are always happy to help reteach anything students haven't understood. There are lots of revision sessions after school that I would encourage all students to go to. If you are wondering what is on offer, Mrs. Edge recently posted a summary of the support available on Teams. Secondly, they need to memorise the information. In form time, students have learned and tried out a few of the main revision techniques, flashcards, mind maps and blurting. They recently recapped these during form time, so hopefully they are fresh in their memories. The key part to any revision that they are doing is to ensure that it involves active recall. Active recall is when you are stimulating your memory for a piece of information. For example, trying to recreate a mind map from memory or having someone quiz them on information using a knowledge organiser or flashcards, rather than just reading through a revision guide. Different techniques will work better for different subjects, so encourage students to speak to their teachers if they are unsure about how best to be revising for a specific subject. For more exam tips and revision techniques, keep an eye out for the videos that will be posted on the school website. Once they have learned and memorised the information, an important step is doing past exam questions so that they can check that they can apply this knowledge in the correct context. As we approach exams, teachers will be given more and more practice questions, but these can also be accessed online for revising at home. A good way to complete exam papers is by first trying them without notes, then using their notes to help by answering these questions in a different coloured pen, and then using the mark scheme to check their answers. This will allow them to know what areas to focus their revision on next, as it will highlight which areas they need to memorise and which areas they don't understand.
Lots of us know what it's like to feel stress, but it's not easy to actually describe what it is. There's no single definition of stress, and it might feel different for you than it does to someone else. How we experience it can be different at different times. Feeling stressed, worried, or under pressure around exams can be difficult to manage, but there are things that can help. It's about finding what is right for you. Exam stress can affect how we feel, think, and behave. You might experience different things before, during, or after your exams. Some of these emotions might be physical feelings, like shaking, feeling sick, headaches, dizziness, stomach pains. Maybe thoughts, for example, fear of failure, fear of disappointing yourself or others, comparing yourself to others, or talking badly to yourself. It might also manifest itself in behaviours, so avoiding things like revision and exam planning, having a lack of motivation, or working too much without taking breaks. You might also feel under pressure. You may feel like other people are putting a lot of pressure on you, or you might even be putting this on yourself. Expectations and pressure can be hard to manage. If you're struggling, try thinking about the following. Where is the pressure coming from? What could others do to help? And am I comparing myself to others? Exam stress can feel like a lot to cope with, but there are things that you can do to improve your well-being. We have tips and ideas to help you cope with different times at Turton. You need to ensure that you are looking after yourself, and this is the main priority. This can be something so simple as making time for things that you enjoy, talking to others about how you feel, trying to find a balance, taking care of your physical health, focusing on yourself, keeping a structured sleep schedule, and also remaining organised with your revision. You can also help yourself by looking after yourself while preparing for an exam. For example, making a revision timetable, working the best way for you, and revising the best place that is possible for you, not on your bed with a mobile phone. Looking after yourself on the day of your exam is also really important. Prepare your items the night before, start your day the best you can, try to ground yourself with breathing exercises, take your time, remind yourself that it'll all be over soon. Looking after yourself is also really important after the exam. Try not to compare yourself to others. Reward yourself when you've sat the exam. Focus on your next steps, but also make sure you relax after your next exam. Where can I find support in Turton is really important for you to know in the coming weeks. During exams, you might need extra support to help cope with exam stress, as well as your mental health. Remember, it's okay to ask for help at any time. In school, your teaching staff, form tutors, myself as your head of year, all support staff in the Student Support Centre are all here to help you. Managing Stress and Anxiety booklets are also on hand for more guided individual guidance alongside stress and anxiety working groups. If there's anything you're particularly unsure about or needing some extra guidance, the best thing you can do is ask for help. We can direct you to the best avenue. In a nutshell, we want to do everything we can to help you navigate the forthcoming months with ease.
Thank you for listening to the Turton Parent Podcast, and feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via our email info@turton.uk.com.